The oversized sunglasses, the oversized handbags, starlets and socialites' accessories just keep getting bigger. Except one. Those dogs they carry in their purses just get smaller. Now, there's a movie called Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
My name is Poppy. I put the wow in Chihuahua.
NPR's Allison Bryce explores the Chihuahua's larger-than-life appeal.
In the movie, Chihuahuas wear hats, 90s, and big sparkly jewels. They sit on doggy-sized pool chairs. The boys sweet-talk the girls.
Mi corazón!
Oh.
You are lovely!
Who is that hunk of Chihuahua?
If you ever need someone to lick inside your ears, I would be most honored.
Woof.
Chihuahua lover Alan Resnick says a movie with talking Chihuahuas is funny because they think they are capable of anything.
They really don't know their own size. So if you don't coddle them and you treat them like a dog, they really are ready to take on the world.
Alan Resnick spent the summer as a judge on the reality show America's Greatest Dog. He's incensed that disrespecting Chihuahuas is rampant throughout pop culture. It all started with that Chihuahua in the Taco Bell commercial in 1997.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
And in 2001, Legally Blonde shows Reese Witherspoon dressing her Chihuahua sidekick in every shade of pink.
Welcome to Harvard.
Neither one of them get respect walking the halls of Harvard Law School.
Don't be scared. Everyone will love you.
Pick up any celebrity magazine, and likely you'll see a Chihuahua tucked under the arm of Paris Hilton or Britney Spears. It looks like they're trying to match their headband to their dog to their shoes.
You know, they're not an accessory. They're a dog.
Melissa Kagan is at a Chihuahua meetup group at a park. When a 5-pound Chihuahua named Santino approaches, Kagan doesn't see that it's shaking uncontrollably. She sees its goggles, dog goggles. They call them doggles.
Oh, my God. That's the goggles. You have to tell me where you got those goggles. I need to get a pair. Sorry. I was just asking around everybody, where did you get your goggles?
Santino's owner is Sue Park.
He is wearing a navy-colored polo shirt from Ralph Lauren. And it has, like, the polo embroidery on his back. And he's wearing a doggles, which is to protect his eyes. Doggles, yep.
Dressing a dog like a Barbie doll worries Alan Resnick, editor-at-large of Dog World magazine. He's afraid people will see Beverly Hills Chihuahua and want to buy one. After the 101 Dalmatians movie, everybody wanted a Dalmatian. But as soon as the novelty wore off, the dogs ended up at shelters, or the pound.
You know, you can toss a handbag back in your closet when it's no longer in fashion, but dogs shouldn't be relegated to, you know, the status of a clothing item, and dogs just aren't disposable.
So if Chihuahuas aren't your thing, next month the movie Bolt comes out. It stars a German Shepherd. Allison Bryce, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.